Bank of Cardiff, this is Surya.
Somebody call at this number.
Hi, is this Daniel?
Yes, this is Daniel.
And would the business take me for granted?
Yes, what is this for?
Yes, you spoke with Kara, who I work with in our department over here at Bank of Cardiff, in regards to a residual.
I don't know what's a residual.
Well, we did some equipment financing for you, and we sent out an invoice for the residual, which is the final payment to own the equipment. We had done a lease for you guys back in 2014, and so she spoke with, I believe it was you, Daniel, yesterday in regards to the residual, and she asked that I reach out and follow up with you on the amount.
Yeah, can you send me the a copy of the contract so I can read it down?
Yes, yep, and in the contracts, I will just let you know that the contracts we have, and I'll send it to you, it refers to it as a fair market value. So when we talk to asset management, usually with fair market values, they do dock them at 30% of the equipment cost. Now, when we entered this into our system, we docked it as a first and last. So already the price of the residual being what it was docked for, which was $2,367.82, is quite lower than what the actual documents say that
it's owed. Let me tell you the problem that I have with this, okay?
Okay.
Nobody told me about this, that we were supposed to pay this at the end. That's the problem that I have right now.
Okay.
Okay? Nobody explained that to me. Okay? They just told me how much was the payment going to be and for how many months. That's all they told me, okay? Now, your other worker told me that it's on the contract. Well, I'm pretty sure it's on the contract, okay? What I'm mad about this situation is that they didn't let me know from the beginning.
Right, I understand.
You sell something when you do something, because I do the same thing, you know?
Right.
I sell granite. I sell granite, and I'm, you know, when I do a contract with my customers, believe me, I let them know about everything. You know, there's no extra charges at the end, you know. I give him the contract, how much I'm going to charge him, how much his taxes and all that, and that's what it is. You know,
right.
Never come at the end and say, well, you need to pay another $300 extra. You know, I don't do that. And that's why, you know, I'm pretty disappointed about this situation. You know, it's $2,300, and, you know, we don't sweep the money, okay? We work for it. So, you know, that's why I'm pretty upset about this situation. You know, I'm a customer, and I'm not a happy customer right now.
I understand. Well, I can definitely speak to asset management about that. You know, unfortunately, I can't see who the rep was here at the time that worked with you, but they should be telling people that when they document a lease, that's how the leases typically work, is that since you're technically leasing it, there's always a payment at the end. I will send you the documents for your review, and I'll also let you know. I'll speak to asset management and see if there's anything they can do additionally. I know that these are typical of how they are documented, is that with residuals that with leases that there's a residual at the end. And this one looks like it was docked as just the first and last payment. So it wasn't docked for the full fair market value. So maybe that's why. Maybe they did review the file and saw that that wasn't communicated. I'm not sure. It was, you know, it's not in my system to see that.
No,
but
it wasn't communicated or out. Ma'am, I wouldn't have a problem paying that. It's just that if I would have known about it, you know, then I would have just paid it at the end. I wouldn't have that problem.
I see.
But I'm a little upset because nobody let me know about this. And, you know.
No, I understand.
You know, I'm a customer. You know, I pay over $20,000, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I want something in the future, you know, if the customer service was great, you know, I'll be back.
Right.
But with problems like this, you know, it's just, you know, I just think that it's not fair, you know, what's going on right now.
I understand. Well, yeah, we definitely want you not to feel that way. So I can talk to asset management and just see what we can do to re-review the file. In the meantime, I will send you just a copy of the contract so you have it. What is the best email address for you?
You have it there. It's contact at takemeforgranted.com.
Okay, yeah, that's the one we had. We just wanted to make sure that was your email. Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and send you a copy of the contracts and then speak with asset management, and we'll be back in touch.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.